Ted, how are you this morning?
I'm great this morning, Tony. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for coming on the program. Now, the last time we talked, you had set a deadline for the coalition to find enough signatures to put on the ballot to voters the possibility to bring casino gambling to downtown Lansing. Did you get the signatures that you needed, and did you get them turned in time?
You bet we did. We've collected over 4,000 signatures. We've done that over the last 6 weeks. And we now have the required number of signatures to turn them into the city clerk so he can begin his process to make sure those are good signatures. And then he will then forward the petitions on to the city council, who can do one of two things. They have 30 days to either adopt the ordinance that we're proposing or to put the question on the ballot for the voters in the city of Lansing.
All right, so how many signatures did you need?
We needed, our original goal was 4,178. And we had found that number through the city clerk several months ago. Since we started our signature gathering process, the city clerk had to purge some of the voter files in the city. So the number actually dropped by about 3%. So we are now well over and above what we needed. I should mention, though, we will continue to collect signatures next week just to make sure we have a nice cushion in case some of our signatures are not valid for some reason.
When will you find out that you have enough signatures to get this put on the ballot?
The city clerk, once we turn these in to him next Friday, he has 15 calendar days to vet them and make sure they're quality, good signatures. And if for some reason there's not enough, he will then give us, according to the city charter, an additional 10 days to submit any additional signatures that we may need.
Just to be clear, you can we can either have this placed on the ballot by the city council or they can adopt this on their own.
That is correct, because we're an initiative petition. Under the Lansing City Charter, the council does have the right to go ahead and just go ahead and vote it in with a majority vote of the council. Or they can go ahead and push it to the ballot so the citizens can vote on it. We're shooting for an August primary date, but that will be up to the city council, because once the city clerk vets our signatures and finds that we have the appropriate number, he then hands them over to city council, and then they have the 30 days to act. So we're hoping that they push it to the ballot, but I have to be honest with you, jobs are jobs, and we would be happy if the council would go ahead and just pass it into law.
All right. If they support this, they'll push it through more quickly. If not, it could take more time. Do you get a sense where the city council members that you've talked to, which way they lean?
Yes, the ones that we've met with are very pro-jobs and pro-benefits. I think as politicians, they probably would prefer to give the citizens a voice, which is a good thing. But given our economy and the financial status of the city, I like to think anything that we can do or the council could do to help create jobs in the community would be a positive thing. And I would be very happy if they were to vote it in. And I would also be comfortable with letting them push the issue to the ballot, because we have been telling folks that they will have a voice ultimately to vote yes or no on the issue of bringing a casino to Lansing.
Which council members have you spoken with?
Actually, we've spoken with most of them at this point. And the reason I say that is because early on in the process, we held the council and the mayor at arm's length because the city had tried this back in 07. And this time we decided, you know what, the citizens should have a vote on the issue of bringing a casino and an additional 1,500 jobs plus to Lansing. So also through that process, I should mention, we also met with our state rep, our state senator, a number of the county commissioners who have a portion of the city in their districts, and we point blank asked them, listen, we don't want you to do anything publicly, but we would love to share our plan with you, so if you are asked by news media, you'll have a well-informed answer. And that's what we've been doing.
Tell us, have you spoken with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero or anyone from his administration?
Absolutely. We've been keeping the mayor and his administration in the loop. And I can tell you, although it's not my place to stand here and says, yes, he supports the casino, I can tell you he's very interested in what we're doing, very excited, and he's been watching us almost on a daily basis, and I believe he'll come out and support what we're doing.
Well, Ted, you've gone political on me because I'm asking you to name drop here what council members you've met, and you're just putting me off here. Come on.
I would love to name them for you, but I gave them my word that I wouldn't. I could tell you that I think if you had any of them on the show, they'd be more than happy to say that they were on board with.
Yeah, I bet
Golden.
They would. You do have the support of some unions locally.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. We have the building trades on board with us. Some of the Teamsters have come on board with us. We've been meeting with the UAW all along, as well as the AFL-CIO. And a number of their members have gone out and helped us collect signatures over the past several months, and we're very thankful for that. For folks who don't know, the 1,500 jobs that we've been talking about that would come to Lansing with a casino, that would be following construction. So that number doesn't even include the number of construction workers that it would include to put the facility together.
And Ted, have you spoken with any Indian tribes about coming to downtown Lansing?
Yes. In Michigan, there's 7 federally recognized tribes, and 3 of those are interested in coming to Lansing. They've asked us not to reveal their names simply because we've had a couple of tribes in Michigan already write one letter to the Lansing State Journal against what we're trying to do because those tribes basically don't want to lose any business. So if we were to say which 3 tribes want to come to Lansing and build a casino here, the other tribes would then immediately start pummeling them in the press. So we're trying to avoid that. But I can tell you what will happen is that once these signatures are vetted by the clerk, and then if this goes to the ballot or the council votes on it, then the mayor's office will then be meeting with those interested tribes to put together the best financial package for the city.
Well, Ted, you've got folks who said, do we really need casino gambling here in Lansing? It's an hour away to the north of us in Mount Pleasant. It's an hour away to the west of us in Battle Creek. It's an hour and 15 minutes away to the east of us in Detroit. Do we really need this?
You bet we do, and we've had that question. It's kind of funny, a number of folks have said, geez, if we have a casino here in the capital city, that would be wonderful because it will add to the nightlife. It'll bring jobs and benefits, and also it'll save a lot of money on gas. You know, at $4.19 a gallon, it'd be wonderful if more people could leave their money here in our community versus those other communities. And one of the reasons that we sort of jumped on this issue back in October is because it's my understanding through a lot of the friends I have in the Native American communities that if Lansing doesn't allow Native American gaming here, this project could very well go to, for example, like Saginaw or Flint or maybe even Jackson. So, you know, as a native of the Americans of the Lansing capital city, I think it's important to do what we can to bring jobs here. After all, we are the capital city, and I think we should be a shining star throughout the state.
If people want more information about the Lansing Jobs Coalition, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is simply LansingJobsCoalition.com. They can also find us on Facebook. And this following week, we'll have volunteers out at the Ingham County Department of Human Services building at the corner of MLK and Jolly. And we've been out there on the sidewalk collecting signatures. And that's literally a drive-up location.